Chapter 65. I have let myself be searched for by those who did not ask for me. I have let myself be found by those who did not look for me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that was not calling on my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a stubborn people, to those walking in the way that is not good, following their own thoughts, a people who constantly offend me to my face, sacrificing in gardens and making sacrificial smoke on bricks. They sit among graves, and they pass the night in hidden places, eating the flesh of pigs, and the broth of foul things is in their vessels. They say, "Keep to yourself, do not approach me, for I am holier than you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire burning all day long. Look, it is written before me, "I will not stand still, but I will repay them. I will repay them in full measure, for their errors and for the errors of their forefathers as well," says Jehovah. Because they have made sacrificial smoke on the mountains and have reproached me on the hills, I will first measure out their wages in full. This is what Jehovah says. Just as when new wine is found in a cluster of grapes, and someone says, "Do not destroy it, for there is some good in it," so I will do for the sake of my servants. I will not destroy them all. I will bring out of Jacob an offspring, and out of Judah the one to inherit my mountains. My chosen ones will take possession of it, and my servants will reside there. Sharon will become a pasture for sheep, and the valley of Achor a resting place for cattle, for my people who search for me. But you are among those forsaking Jehovah, those forgetting my holy mountain, those setting a table for the god of good luck, and those filling up cups of mixed wine for the god of destiny. So I will destine you for the sword, and all of you will bow down to be slaughtered. Because I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen. You kept doing what was bad in my eyes, and you chose what displeased me. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah says. Look, my servants will eat, but you will go hungry. Look, my servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. Look, my servants will rejoice, but you will suffer shame. Look, my servants will shout joyfully because of the good condition of the heart, but you will cry out because of the pain of heart, and you will wail because of a broken spirit. You will leave behind a name that my chosen ones will use as a curse, and the Sovereign Lord Jehovah will put each of you to death. But his own servants he will call by another name, so that anyone who seeks a blessing for himself in the earth will be blessed by the God of truth. And anyone who swears an oath in the earth will swear by the God of truth. For the former distresses will be forgotten. They will be concealed from my eyes. For look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, nor will they come up into the heart. So exult and be joyful forever in what I am creating. For look, I am creating Jerusalem a cause for joy, and her people a cause for exultation. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and exult in my people. No more will there be heard in her the sound of weeping or a cry of distress. No more will there be an infant from that place who lives but a few days, nor an old man who fails to live out his days. For anyone who dies at 100 will be considered a mere boy, and the sinner will be cursed even though he is 100 years of age. They will build houses and live in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. They will not build for someone else to inhabit, nor will they plant for others to eat. For the days of my people will be like the days of a tree, and the work of their hands my chosen ones will enjoy to the full. They will not toil for nothing, nor will they bear children for distress, because they are the offspring made up of those blessed by Jehovah, and their descendants with them. Even before they call out, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion will eat straw just like the bull, and the serpent's food will be dust. They will do no harm, nor cause any ruin in all my holy mountain, says Jehovah.